Next story today. Earlier this month, a Norfolk Southern train, which was carrying toxic chemicals at the time, derailed from the tracks and crashed in eastern Ohio. Now, the derailment ignited the hazardous chemicals on board, covering the town of East Palestine with smoke. Authorities created an evacuation zone around the crash and, fearing a major explosion, performed a controlled release of the chemicals. Weeks later, residents have been encouraged to return home, but there are lots of questions about just how harmful exposure to these chemicals could be. The plumes of smoke from the explosion carried the hazardous material into the air and water to which residents would be exposed. With all eyes on Ohio, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator, otherwise known as EPA Michael Regan, visited the region on Thursday to assess the ongoing response and hear from impacted residents. Here's CNN's national correspondent Jason Carroll, who's been on the ground in Ohio for the last few days covering this story for us.
We're strongly recommending those who have not yet had their water source checked to use bottled water. Bottled water is being made available.
More than a week after a toxic train derailment that led to the evacuation of much of this small Ohio town, state health officials are urging some East Palestine residents to drink bottled water until water tests are complete. Officials say the toxic spill was largely contained the day after the derailment, and that tests have shown the air quality is safe. But they have found low levels of contaminants in four nearby waterways spanning 7.5 miles, including Leslie Run, a creek which runs through East Palestine, and neighboring Negley, right through the back of Kathy Reese's property.
In the back of your property back here, they found
dead fish? Yeah, they saw dead fish.
Reese says she has been drinking bottled water instead of well water ever since she started spotting dead fish in the creek following the derailment. She says she's still waiting for the state to come and test her well water.
Air-wise, I feel okay. Water-wise, no. No. There's just too many chemicals and stuff that were spilled that they still don't want to identify completely.
An Ohio Department of Natural Resources official estimates some 3,500 fish in the state have died following the train derailment. These people saw the flames from their homes and worried their neighborhood still may not be safe.
What about testing water or ground?
Nothing yet.
No.
And I guess that I don't recommend you put anything in the ground. I mean, vegetables or tomatoes or anything this year, because we don't know.
I don't think they're going to do enough.
And some residents say they have been frustrated by what they describe as a lack of communication with officials on the ground.
We pass all of the creeks and there's crew after crew with white hoses and black hoses all through the creeks. They're not telling us why, and this is daily. I'm driving my children to school past all of this, and they're asking me questions that I don't have answers to.
Some of their questions unanswered. We found getting information just as challenging.